Okay, we're learning Nida Daf Tesvav Amud Aleph, and we're starting from the Mishnah, two-thirds of the Amud down. It says in the Mishnah, Kol Hanoshim Mecheskes Tahira Labaleim. All women, you know, their home, and they're there, you can name on, you don't have to ask her. You can name on, she is Tar and Labaleim, you don't have to ask her. Haba Amud Adarach Yivabichidish. They come home from a business trip, still, Nishem Lehem Ches Tahira. The husband could assume she is Tahar until she tells him otherwise. Zok to Gemara, Lama Lila Misne Abam and Adarach. What's the two levels here in the Mishnah? It says, Kol Nashim Ches Tahira Lebeleim, and Abam and Adarach also. Lama Lila Misne Abam and Adarach. Zok to Gemara, Sakat HaChemina, you would think that why is she Mutter when he's home? Because she probably, since she knows he's home, so she always makes a Bedika to make sure she's Tahar for him. So Sagat Amir Hanim Bila Hechad Isav Amasa. Since he's in the city, the Ram Yanaf Shah Ubadka. She's thinking about Tashmish, and therefore she makes a bedika. But Hechad Less of Masa, if he's out of town, the Ram Yanaf Shah, she doesn't think about these things. So then maybe she's not going to make a bedikas, and maybe that's not enough. Lord, she doesn't make a bedikas. Kamas V'Lam, and it's still good enough. Why? The Rishonim say Kamas V'Lam because she doesn't need a bedika. That's the Kamas V'Lam. Kamash Lam is that you don't need only a Sukkah B'Tayris as a Bedika, but an Isha who's not a Sukkah B'Tayris, as long as she doesn't feel Dam coming out, she is assumed she is Tahar, and therefore, even if her husband is on a business trip, as long as she didn't feel any Dam coming out, she is Tahar. I'm Rav Shlakish, Mishim Rav Yudin Asiyah. This is all halacha that if he comes home from a business trip, he can name on that she is Mutter, but who should bow Matzah B'Soichi Mein Asa? It's only if he comes before her Oynabainis. But after Oynabainis, she comes after Oynabainis, she has to make a bedika since a woman usually sees after her Oynabainis. So this halacha, if he comes home, is only if she didn't reach her Oynabainis. Reached Oynabainis, then she has to make a bedika. This is one of the makairas in halacha for Oynabainis. This Gemara right here. Omar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, also another limitation to the halacha, Loishanu, that if you come in within 30 days, that you can assume she's Tahar, Elish ain't la vest, if she doesn't have a vest. Ava yesh la vest, if she has a vest kavua, also shamish, then he's also to be mishamish. Fregdimar klapilaya, what does that mean? You're coming in within 30 days before her vest, but if she has no vest, it's mutta. If she has a vest, it's also. Adar ibcha mistabra, ain't la vest, then you don't know when it can happen. It can happen earlier. Ema hachazoi, yesh la vest, vest kavua la. You know, vest kavua, she didn't reach it yet. So it doesn't make sense what he's saying. So Gemara tweaks it. This is what Rav Huna said. I'm Rav Huna. Loi shonu, that if you come home, you can assume she's tar. El shalai yia shas vesta. Let's say she has a vest for 27 days. 27 days interval. So if he comes home before 27 days, no problem. You don't have to ask any questions. It's fine. Ava yia shas vesta asura. If he comes home after shas vesta, she is asur until she tells him that she made a bdiko or she already saw and she was taival. She is asur. Why? Because sava best is the raisa. Because this man the yama holds best is the raisa, and therefore she's mecheskas tuma until she tells you otherwise. She's mecheskas tuma. Therefore, if he comes home after shas vesta, she is tame. That's Rav Huna. Rav Achana ma filik giyas shas vesta na mutaris. Even after giyas shas vesta she is mutar, because sava vesta rabbanon. That man, the whole thing is the Rabbanon. And therefore, if you don't know if she's made a bedika, we don't say that she's Tamei Mesafik. He doesn't have to worry that she's Tamei Mesafik. That's the Machlaikis, Rav Huna and Rav Bachana. Tosfos learns a little different. He also learns the Machlaikis Vesta Raisa Rabbanon, I think Mara says, but he says a little different. He says that if you hold Vesta Raisa, then if he came in within a few days of the vest, then she's Vadai Tamei. But if you'll vest the Rabbanon, then the only time you can assume she's Tahar, if there's enough time for her to make herself Tahar. That means if you'll vest the Raisa, even if it came enough time that she could have been Tahar already, you still have to ask her, still have to find out. By saying vest the Rabbanon, as long as it came enough time that she was a Tahar herself, it's Mutter. Well, the Rasha is Bechla, you don't have to worry about it. Tosfos says you have to have enough time that she could have been Tahar herself. But in any case, according to Rav Huna, if you come home after she has Vesta, she's Aser, unless she tells you she made a Bedika. And according to Rav Chana, she's mutter, and maybe you need time, like Tosfos, but if not, yeah, fine. That's one version of Rav Huna. Rav Ashi Masne Hachi. Rav Ashi learns Rav Huna a little bit different. Om Rav Huna, lo yishanu el ashein lo vest liyamim, el yesh lo vest liyamim v'lekvitzos. this whole halacha that when he comes home, that she's mutter, is only if she has no vest hakavua liyam. She only has a vest kavua liyam v'lekvitzis. Her vest kavua is like this: that when she jumps on the fifth day of the month on hey lechashvin, then she sees that. But she has no other vest kavua. So then, as long as you come within 30 days, she's mutter. Why? Because given the mice talia milsa, even though he passed hey lechaydash, but since it's talia kvitza, maybe she didn't jump, and therefore you could assume she's still mutter, because who said she jumped? We don't know if she jumped, therefore maybe she never activated her vest kavua. And it came within 30 days, so it's fine. Avayesh levest yamim, Rav Huna says, avayesh levest yamim, asur l'shamish. But if she has a vest yamim, and already reached her day of the vest, then the halacha is, asur l'shamish, k'shal vest deraisa. Then the halacha is also, because we hold vestus deraisa. And Rav Achana Amar Fil Yesh La Vestu Yomim Stul Mutaris Ksav Vestus De Rabbanon. We still hold that Vestus De Rabbanon. The Chiddush Gemara is that even if she has a Vest Kavua of Yom Mekvitzis and you came after that Vest Kavua, still it's Mutar. That's the extra Chiddush Gemara. And why? Because Vest Kavua is totally a Maisa and she didn't do the Maisa. And Rav Achana still holds, even by reach a regular vest, still it's vest Rabbanon, and you can assume she's tahar according to Rashi, and according to Tosafot, it's enough time, you also can assume she's tahar. Omer Rav Shmuel v'shmei Rav Yochanan. Isha sheyesh la vest, Isha that has a vest, and the husband's coming home, Baila mechashiv mei vest al ba'ala. The Baal doesn't have to ask her any questions. As long as he can figure out enough time that she went to the mikveh already, then he's ba'ala, no problem. That's what Rav Yochanan says. Now, it's important to speak out. That's Machlokes, Rashi and Tosis, Rav Yochanan go Vestus D'Oraisa, Vestus D'Rabbanan. Rashi says, even if he'll Vestus D'Oraisa, if he gave her enough time to go to the mikvah, it's tahar. According to Tosfos, this is going only Vestus D'Rabbanan. But if a Vestus D'Oraisa, you always have to ask. So Rav Yochanan says that as long as he came home with enough time for her to mitar herself, the halacha is that she is tahar. That's the halacha, and no problem. You can borrow without asking Akasha. Are we even talking about a young, if your wife is a young girl and she's embarrassed to be toivel? In those days, it was a big job to be toivel. The getting ready was a big job, and you had to go down to the river, wherever it was. It was not an easy job to go to the mikvah. So you're telling me now, you can assume, usually the husband has to be home to like prod her on to go to the mikvah. But here, the husband wasn't home to help her out. So you're going to tell me also, this was, you can assume, no problem. You come home, no problem. It's enough time she went to the mikvah. She's a young girl. Amalei. So you answer back that Otum, so Rabbi answer back, Otum vadei rasa mi Rav Yochanan. You're not talking about a case where vadei rasa. Eimu adon Rav Yochanan, sofik rasa, sofik la rasa. We're going on a case of, it came after the vest. Do you know for sure she saw? No, it's a sofik. Sofik rasa, sofik la rasa. V'im tim tim alei rasa. And even if she saw, eimu tavla, maybe she's tavla. You know, she's a young girl. It's just like a patul. It's a suffix. If she's even tummy in the first place, avavade rasa mi yemar the tavla. But if you know for sure she saw dami echadami, if she's a young girl, we're not so sure she was tavla. You have to ask her. Have a suffix avade. If ain't suffix meitz avade, then it's a suffix and avade because it's avade tummy and the suffix is she was tavla. Ain't suffix meitz avade. So we're answering like this. The Rabbi Yechon only says halacha by vestus, which is a suffix, and therefore you could trust that she was toivel, because it's the suffix and a suffix, but if it be a vaday, suffix will not help. So again, here, it just brings out a point. According to Rashi, if you'll vest the raisa, it's only a suffix. It's only a suffix. Even vest the raisa, it's only a suffix tumma. Therefore, he learns, even though it's going vest the raisa, it's only a suffix tumma. According to Tosfos, suffix to raisa, only vest the rabbanim. Why say suffix? It's a vaday. It's a vest the raisa. Because Tosfos all vest the raisa is a vaday. That's the like Rashi does through the whole sugya, as you see, about vest the raisa, vest the rabbanim. So Gemara says that if it was a vadeh tumah, then you can't assume she was toivel because ain't sofik moitziv de vadeh. Great thing, Gemara kasha beloy. Sofik is not moitziv de vadeh. Vatanya chaver shemes v'niach megura milei peris. A chaver choshev yid was nifter, and he left a big basket of peris. Afilahem bnei yaiman, even if it was cut today, it was harvested today. Harei mecheskas mesukanim. The halacha is that's becheskas that it was ma'aser was taken off. Now v'hacha the vaday tavel, it's for sure tavel. Sofik ma'aser, sofik ainu ma'aser, and we're not sure if he took ma'aser. He's a chaver. Still, because he's sofik ma'aser devaday, we still see the sofik ma'aser devaday. We can assume that it was ma'aser was taken off. So what are we asking? We're asking that the halacha should be is sofek mitzvah v'adai. So you have to speak out that, what do you mean? It sounds like the Gemara is right. Ain't sofek mitzvah v'adai. Well, you think sofek is mitzvah v'adai? The Torah speaks out. It only means a sofek that's very normal to happen. And we're saying, you see from here, that since the chava is very normal, ruggle, to take off ma'aser, that type of sofek mitzvah v'adai. And therefore, Gemara is kashed by tefillah also. Since tefillah is a normal thing, it should be mitzvah v'adai. That's the Gemara's question. You see from here that a brisa that says that you could assume that the ma'aser was taken. It's a vadeh tevel and a sofik ma'aser. This is almost a vadeh. The more hosam vadeh vadeh hu. Because Rabbi Chanin no chazoy. The more Chanin chazoy, chazoka a chover sheinu moiti mitachas yodoy dova sheinu mesukan. It's a chazoka on a chover that he does not leave anything not, you know, tevel. He takes everything ma'aser, he takes ma'aser immediately, and therefore it's a chazoka, becomes like a vadeh and a vadeh. That's one teretz of the kasha. The boy said another teretz is, you're assuming that it's vadei tevel. Who said it's vadei tevel? Not every tvua, not everything that you see, not every produce that you see that's finished, product means chayev and the maisa, that's tevel. Why? The Gemara explains. Boy said, sofik, sofik, we have oishia. Don't have oishia. Marim od matvasa, I'm pleased to have much law. The law is that tvua, even after it's nigmar, it only becomes chayev and maisa when it goes through the front door of the house. So if you want to save yourself a ma'aser, what you could do is you could bring it in before it's completed, before the you took off the shaft and you completed the tour. You bring in the house and then you finish it in the house. So never saw the house after it was completed. So never be chayav a ma'aser. So if you want to do a shtick and part yourself a ma'aser, you can bring in the tour. The reason why it says Yibahemi eat it, not you, because Allah is midrabanon, even if it's not Nigmar Lamaiser, a person is not allowed to eat Derech Kva from it. But a Behemah could. So if you want to save yourself a Maiser, especially for animal food. What? Not a Chavar. Oh, it's a Chavar, right? Yeah, it's even a Chavar. Where someone else brought it in like that, you're right. They brought it in, so maybe they brought it in before it was completed, and therefore it's Safik with Safik. So maybe that's why it's called Safik v'Safik. So therefore, maybe it's only a Safik v'Safik. Gemara is another kasha. Gemara is going to another place where we see that Safik moitz v'Vaday. Read the Gemara kasha. Akati ain't Safik moitz v'Vaday. Vatayim learned in the Braisa. Ma'isa v'shivchasa shemasik echad berimoin. There was a story with a shivcha of a certain masik. So shah what masik means. Either he was a guy who harvested zaysim is called a masik, or he was a ganev, which is the way you read it is matzik. But either way, it was some fellow of Rimon, his shifcha. The shifcha gave birth to a nefel. Shatila nefel abar. And the question was this nefel a zachar or a nekeva? You want to see how long she's tummy for? So she called a kohen who is punk the chacham, or she asked the kohen to go check it out. So Shah and Rashi, why the kohen? What's a kohen doing here? Uvok kohen v'hetzis bar, and the kohen went to the bar to check out, lay down zachar on the keva. It's a zachar on the keva. And the question is that the kohen is being mahal on nefel, so he becomes tameh. Uvok ma'isaf recham v'tiaru. He said, no, he's tar. Why? Because the problem nefel's not there anymore. Pesha chulda ubarlus mitsuyin sham. There's weasels and bobcats there who they take away all the nefels, all the nefalim. Break the marakasha. V'hocha davada tila nefel. For sure, she threw a nefel in here. Sofik garu or sofik garu. We're not sure if an animal took it away. The ka'asi sofik and maizdei vadai. The sofik, if an animal took it away, takes away the vadai tumma. So we see sofik maizdei vadai. So we're going to answer two terutzim. One terutz is like this. Loi teme atila nefel abar. She didn't mamas throw a nefel abar. Ela kamin nefel abar. It looked like a nefel. So one's sure what it is. Break the marble, lay them zach on the cave, Katani. It says the Kayim is going to check out a zach on the cave. It sounds for sure it was a fetus, for sure it was a human. The Shiloh was a zach on the cave. First he was checking out, is it a nefel or is it a ruach? And Tim Salam a nefel. If it was a fetus, then a pila, lay them zach on the cave, it's used to zach on the cave. So it's saying it's a sophic if it's a nefel in the first place, so then it could be soymich on the sophic that a bobcat took it away. Another tarot, the boy is saying, "Kivin the chulda b'adam suyin sham v'vaday garua." Since the chulda b'adam suyin sham, it's a vaday that I was taken away. Therefore, it's a vaday v'vaday, not a sofik moitzei vaday. So coming out of Lach Lamais is ain't sofik moitzei vaday. And therefore, if she's vaday tamei and she's a young girl, you can't assume she was tevel. But if she's only a vestis, then you could assume that she was tevel.